You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
What do you think? Has God changed his attitude toward divorce?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
No-fault divorce is rapidly becoming the American way of divorce. This new method of terminating marriage relationships is now moving at a rate of speed even the experts did not predict. The impact is rapidly shaping the nation's family life. These words are taken directly from an article on divorce printed in one of the leading news magazines in the United States. This same magazine pointed out that the new trend was begun in 1970 when the state of California legalized the no-fault divorce. The outcome was like pouring gasoline onto an open fire. The situation is now virtually out of control. A number of liberal sociologists and family planners welcomed the California law as a step forward. Other experts, however, have reacted differently. Dr. Robert Taylor, a recognized expert on family relationships, was recently interviewed by the news magazine U.S. News and World Report. Dr. Taylor, who serves as a family physician and a college professor, said, "As a family physician, I see what ruined relationships do to people. Divorce makes people sick, and it hurts everyone close to it, the couple, the children, and their in-laws." Dr. Taylor continued, "No matter what the California lawmakers decree in their esteemed wisdom, the result will be more emotional suffering." The long-range impact of the 1970 no-fault divorce law was totally unpredictable. For the American family, it has proven absolutely devastating. And now, as if this shockwave were not enough, a new bomb has been dropped. It was described recently in a news magazine as follows. "A new method of dealing with troubled marriages, the do-it-yourself divorce, is now available. A plan, which is actually a mail-order divorce, will go into effect this month in California." The article continued by saying, "The plan may soon spread to other states. The new plan permits couples to apply for divorce for a fee of less than $50. The divorce is granted automatically in 6 months." Now, even some of the most liberal sociologists are becoming concerned. They understand from past history that divorce not only ruins relationships between adults and leaves terrible scars on children, it also undermines and can eventually destroy an entire society. Each family unit is like a small individual brick in a large brick wall. When enough small bricks crack, the entire brick wall comes tumbling down. Because of this, it is no surprise that the United States Supreme Court has said, "Society is interested in the maintenance of the institution of marriage. It is the foundation of society, and without it, there can be neither civilization nor progress." Some people argue that liberal divorce laws do not cause divorces. They only reflect current trends in society. This may be true to some extent. However, laws which are made for the benefit of society are frequently the only safeguard in a society which itself has become suicidally permissive. The effect of liberal divorce laws was clearly demonstrated several years ago in Canada. On July 2, 1968, the new parliamentary bill on divorce became law. Immediately, the civil clerks prepared themselves for a deluge. During the first month in the province of Ontario, divorce applications skyrocketed 300%. One clergyman reacted by saying, "Although the new laws are more honest and humane than the old, they are also frightening. It is feared that when marriage can be dissolved easily, there will not be the compulsion to make marriage work. This inevitably poses a threat to the permanence and stability of the home and the nation." It is frighteningly obvious that dramatic changes have taken place in the public attitude of marriage and divorce. Along with the changing attitude has come much confusion. Countless thousands of young people don't know which way to turn. Couples married for 5, 10, and 20 years wonder whether it is beneficial or even necessary for them to stay married. Divorce can frequently appear deceptively appealing. At this hour, as the new trend continues to pick up speed, let us all humbly and prayerfully ask the question, what does God say about divorce? What has He revealed in the Bible? Has His attitude changed toward divorce? In the very first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, God clearly expressed His attitude toward marriage. Our Lord says in Genesis chapter 2, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." From the beginning of creation, our Lord made no provisions whatsoever for divorce. The pain, guilt, and suffering associated with divorce was in no way part of God's original plan. He intended His children to enjoy a life of peace and harmony. God wanted only the best for His children. The blessings of a strong and permanent marriage were part of His wonderful plan. What God planned, man destroyed. As a result, throughout history, many marriages have drifted into troubled waters. Stubbornness, selfishness, and ego worship have changed God's beautiful blessing of marriage into a troubled nightmare. In order to live in the resulting chaos, man has made desperate and unceasing attempts to justify divorce. Some of the most clever rationalizations ever devised in the mind of man have taken place as a result of a desire to permit divorce. In spite of all of these attempts, God's attitude has not changed. On the subject of divorce, one thing must be made crystal clear. Even though God permitted divorce to occur, He in no way approved it. This is very similar to what frequently occurs in families. Parents permit their children to do certain things which are wrong. Even though parents permit this, and frequently they can do nothing about it, they in no way approve it. God's unchanging attitude throughout the Old Testament is dramatically portrayed in the final book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi. After denouncing plural marriages in the second chapter of Malachi, the Lord proclaims His will by saying, "I hate divorce." God does not express His attitude against divorce because He wants people to be unhappy. God warns against divorce because He understands the damaging consequences that inevitably follow. His unchanging warning given out of love is for the benefit of His children. In the New Testament, as Jesus began His ministry, there were many who were advocating a more liberal attitude toward divorce. They hoped that Jesus would agree with their opinions. Because Jesus taught people to be loving and kind, they hoped He would also promote their ideas. One day, some of the religious leaders decide to place the question before Him. This is how it is described in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Some Pharisees came and tested Him by saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" Jesus replied, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away." Jesus replied, "It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law." Jesus continued by saying, But at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, Jesus said, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Not only did Jesus not support their liberal attitude of divorce, he reprimanded them for using a very wrong interpretation of the Old Testament. The subject of divorce, marriage, and everything they represent is very broad. Nevertheless, the Lord's will must be proclaimed. At a time when all types of advice are being offered in this area, one must, with repentant hearts, listen to what our Lord has said. At a time when rampant confusion on the subject is the order of the day, only the light of the Word of God can penetrate the fog of the devil's deception and the darkness caused by sin. Jesus restated his Father's unchanging position when he was challenged by saying, what God has joined together, let no man separate. Some of you listening today have no doubt experienced the terrifying trauma of divorce. Despite the fact that some people would like to remove the negative stigma from divorce, it is virtually impossible. The results are so negative that it is impossible to glamorize or even neutralize the usual negative feelings. If you are one of those who has experienced the trauma of divorce, know one thing for sure. God loves you. Even though some members of your own church may look down upon you, God does not. In spite of the fact that you have been personally involved in something which has brought hurt, heartache, and pain to many, God still loves you and wants to help you. He understands that what you once thought was going to be sheer happiness has now ended as a nightmare. It is right now, as you suffer under the terrible guilt of divorce, of this broken relationship, that God is reaching out for you. Our Lord reminds us of this in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, when he says, he who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. He wants to give you a new start. He wants to give you a clear conscience. Accept this. Accept the forgiveness which God is offering you today. Believe this forgiveness. Believe that when Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of the world, your sins were also paid for. Any sin or wrongdoing toward God or your fellow man, which took place in all of the difficulty you have gone through, has been paid for. The blood of Jesus Christ, shed on the cross, covers these sins. Begin today. Begin to live in God's forgiveness. As you live in the joy of knowing God has forgiven you, you must also forgive those whom the devil is trying to convince you to hate. Let the Lord work through you to reestablish relationships with your family and friends, relationships which may have been torn apart by divorce. Let the Lord help you to begin an entirely new life. All of the memories will not disappear. The Lord, however, can use these memories for your blessing. He can use these things to show us our weaknesses without Him, and also His love and forgiving grace when we stay near Him. Some of you listening today may be children. You may have had to live in a home wrecked by divorce. If this is your situation, listen closely to what I am now going to say. One of the most beautiful stories in the entire Bible deals with Jesus and children like yourself. Whenever Jesus taught, many people gathered around, including children. They loved him. Some of the older people thought that the children were bothering Jesus. When they tried to chase the children away, Jesus ordered them not to do so. He said, let the children come unto me, and don't forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. If you today are lonely and feel that your parents do not care for you, don't give up. Jesus is thinking of you today. He loves you in a special way. He knows and understands how difficult it is for you to accept and live with the divorce of your parents. Jesus stands by you every day. He will be with you as you continue to adjust to this unreal situation. Whenever you have any problems whatsoever, turn to Him. He will help you. He will assure you of His presence and uphold you with His love and forgiveness. Published statistics indicate that nearly 50% of all marriages, or Every other marriage now ends up in divorce. The truth is, however, the situation is much worse. If all broken marriages were to be considered, including desertions or the poor man's divorce, it would reveal the shocking fact that the number of broken marriages each year equal the number of marriages performed. On the basis of these statistics, it is not surprising that many young people are skeptical and even fearful of getting married. Those who are already married frequently live in fear that their marriage will end as a disaster. Given the situation present in our country today, this is a very real and honest fear. If you today find yourself in that situation and need good advice, listen to a nationally known doctor and marriage counselor who has worked with thousands of families. He said, "Worshipping together and attending church activities help develop strong couple bonds, which are very hard to break." Some people try to avoid the trauma of divorce by living together without being married. Make no mistake, besides this being wrong and totally against God's will as outlined in the Bible, this new and growing experiment in sin contains many pitfalls. Surveys indicate that these relationships, on the average, last only 3 months. In addition, counselors warn that these relationships have as many and frequently more problems than a normal marriage. Some of you listening today may not have gone through a divorce. You have not done anything yet, but you are considering it. You may not even have told your marriage partner of your intentions. If this is your case, stop. Stop and think things over. You may well be walking into one of the most appealing but devastating traps the devil has ever devised for man. The possibility of divorce deceptively offers freedom, less responsibility, and a way out of certain problems. Even many who do not claim to be Christian will quickly tell you that this is a great deception. If you are a husband thinking of divorce, listen closely. It is sometimes believed that the prospect for business success greatly improves through divorce and remarriage. This dangerous myth was exposed through a recent survey of top corporate officials. The results of this survey were announced through a magazine article which stated, "Although the top dogs at 100 of the nation's largest manufacturing firms travel more, deal with more tension and increased responsibility, their marriages are more stable than the national average." 95% of 119 executives surveyed were married to their first wives. If you are a wife thinking of divorce, listen to this. According to information recently made available through the Institute for Social Research at the University of Michigan, it was revealed that following divorce, the economic status of wives deteriorates. In addition, it must also be stated that some very revealing information is now available from marriage counselors and others who deal with divorce and divorced individuals on a regular basis. It is now clear that divorce and remarriage is not the answer. One marriage expert recently stated, "Many divorced individuals try to make a go at a second marriage, and this frequently ends up in a divorce. Usually, the reason is that the same sinful desires that broke up the first marriage are carried over into the second." The U.S. Census Bureau has verified that second marriages have less of a chance of surviving than first marriages. 59% of all second marriages end in divorce. If you are contemplating divorce today, rethink your entire situation. Don't give up on your marriage. There is an answer. Turn to your Lord in prayer. Ask Him to forgive you for all things you have done to help create the situation which now exists. Ask Him to forgive you. He will give you a new start. Ask Him for patience. Ask Him to change the heart of your partner also. Then go to your marriage partner. Ask your partner to forgive you for anything you may have done that was wrong. As you listen to my words, this may seem totally impossible. It may seem to you to be totally ridiculous. However, God is constantly performing miracles. By the power of His Holy Spirit, He can change hardened hearts. The Bible records countless examples of how God changed difficult and seemingly impossible situations between individuals into relationships of forgiveness and love. You may now be asking the question, can the Lord also do this for my troubled marriage? The answer is yes. By faith, God will help you get yourself straightened out, and also your marriage. Beautiful advice on how the Lord is waiting to help you is found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, which says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not then also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Out of his love and grace, our Lord can graciously change your heart. He will change your life from one of stubbornness, envy, and self-centeredness into one of forgiveness and loving kindness. When this happens, your marriage will automatically be changed. Amen.